In the studio, I've got Katie from Repair Cafe.
Repair Cafe.
There we go. So, how'd you enjoy Maui Dolphin Day?
It was so good. Are you feeling a bit tired? I'm still tired from it. Have you got like...
I've got a grant.
DOMS.
I've got a grant.
Delayed onset muscle soreness.
Is it?
DOMS.
I've got a grant application due at the end of today, so I'm not allowed to be tired.
You're not allowed to be tired.
Until after that's done. Yeah. But yeah, and I thought I was super busy on the day, but I really enjoyed it. And there seemed to be like a really good crowd there.
And Raglan Radio kept the vibes high all day. Well done, you guys. We could not have done that without you. Literally.
Surely.
No. It would have been like, that was, you were a driving force. Well, Raglan Community Radio and its team were a driving force behind that event. Well done.
You're part of the team, although you were busy that day because you're also part of the Environment Centre's team.
Yeah.
And so busy for you.
I didn't do anything to help the radio.
That's
it,
all right.
Was
we
busy.
Plenty of people.
The busiest part was the setup of the morning setup.
But yeah.
Jasmine called in a few friends to help put the marquee up in the end. And they turned up, boom, and it was up. And then it was pretty clear from there. Great weather, one tiny bit of drizzles.
Yeah, at the start. It rained before the start.
And then wasn't too cold.
Yeah, yeah.
I would definitely say we should do it at the same time of year again. I think that was a perfect calendar day. What do you think?
I did feel sorry for the kids from the outdoor ed part of the area school who put three rafts together, but they kind of had a very short amount of time to do it. So hats off to Matua Liam who got them through that
period.
They
needed more weeks.
Yes, because school doesn't start. Although school started. And it started late this year too.
It was pretty late.
Yeah, so they had a perfect storm. It won't be like that next year regardless, I would say. That was my only thought about the timing. But yeah, otherwise it was perfect.
Yeah, because now it's all festivals after this.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Were there no festivals before? I thought there were just festivals everywhere, wall-to-wall festivals.
Yeah, there are wall-to-wall festivals, but the ones that suck the people out of Raglan, they're the ones that are coming up.
Earthbeat does a fantastic job of that.
It does a great job of emptying out the town.
If you want a quiet day in Raglan, I don't know when Earthbeat is this year, but that'll be the day.
24th-ish. Yeah.
Soon then.
Mm.
Okay, so we're here to talk about Repair Cafe. Back again. Is it already a month, is it?
I know. How scary is that?
Yeah.
A month.
That means I've been back on the air for a month, at least.
Yes.
It's been busy.
It has been a busy month. For me, March is always hectic. So I know that this is, hectic month. And then things quieten off over Easter. But we've gone for the second Saturday of every month Stuart Street Church Hall.
Yeah.
Because we've got this system in place where if you turn up with broken stuff that needs a repair, you don't want to then have to wait in a queue for an hour or to get it fixed. So we have lots of volunteers at lots of fixing stations. So we're able to get through the items that people bring. So for example, there's at least 12 repair tables this Saturday, which is awesome. That means 12 people in our community, and they are all from our community, have put their hand up and said, yep, I can fix that.
That's awesome. I didn't even know we had that many people who could fix things.
How awesome.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. And the volunteer crew keeps changing and evolving, and some people are busy, and that's fine because there's a few people that fix textiles. So another person from the team steps in, or a couple of people are stepping in. Some people have got a very specific skill set, whether it's putting patches on garments or fixing lamps or the tech guys, Jake and Marcus, fixing laptops, fixing printers. They've both been there every time, which is just a wonderful thing. And they don't have, no one signs a contract. It's not as if they have to turn up ever together at every repair cafe. It really is just community, volunteer run. We've built this beautiful team and we do our best every session. And so this Saturday, it will be different to the last one because it always is, because there's this constant evolution of the team. But basically, we are keeping so much stuff out of landfill in this project.
Which is part of the objective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a website called restarters.net. We did not start this website. This is another group of people in the country.
Yep.
And on that website, we are entering our data from every event we do alongside other repair cafes across the country. And then collectively, it's that collective impact of how much we are keeping out of landfill and in use. And the numbers are astounding.
So have you noticed where the other repair cafes are? Like how many are there around the country?
I don't know the number. There's the network. Yep. So there's the Repair Cafe network, and they will be able to answer that question. But then there's also people just doing fixing sheds and you know, different. There are little community groups that aren't part of the network that are still doing this same, you know, materializing this same vision.
Yeah, and I guess there's people who like fixing things, and some of them are old enough to remember the days when everything could be fixed.
Everything could be fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
I grew up in a fixing household. My partner grew up in a fixing household, very much a fixing household. I've got a picture on my phone of a bowl in Sam's mum's house, which has been, it's a plastic bowl, just like a normal plastic kitchen bowl. And it has been sewn together, so the crack in the bowl has been sewn together with metal. You know, someone's gone
sewn with
and
metal.
They've heated a piece of metal and they have fixed, they have, you know, they've darned a plastic bowl with a piece of metal.
That's a level of skill that I don't have.
I know. They can fabricate stuff. They can fabricate, you know, lots of these services don't exist because, you know, through just industrial revolutions, many industrial revolutions, we go to one big supplier. You know, we don't need to have all of these resources in our community anymore.
But it's not the way it used to be. I may have said this stuff before, but I remember, like, my grandfather, he fixed things. Everyone bought their clocks to him to fix. So you'd go out the back into his shed and there'd be like 20 clocks there all ticking
someone
away.
Someone did bring a barometer at the last
to fix.
Repair cafe. Yes.
How do you fix a barometer? Oh, no, actually, that's everyone
amazing.
Everyone has old barometers and we don't know if they work or not, don't we?
There was this moment, and these beautiful moments happen. And if you go into the comms, like go into what's our Instagram handle is at wec.raglan, and then there's the Facebook page. Go to the Flying Raw Environment Facebook page and you'll see some of the stories of the past repair cafes. Just scroll on through. And there are these moments, and you'll see it in the pictures, where everyone's gathering around a table. It's like, what's going on over there? Mm-hmm. And it's when all the fixers start drawing each other in and have this group problem. And one of them was the barometer. Like, oh, people start leaving their tables and coming to the barometer.
Interesting, yeah.
I think someone touched it and it started to work. It's like pure witch. Witchcraft.
If it works, it works. What else can you do? So the first one of the year, that was good. It was a good turnout.
Yeah, brilliant. We noticed that the numbers got busier around 11 a.m. So if you know you have something and you want to get in there before the rush, come at 10.
Yeah, okay.
We're there from 10 till 12. Short and sweet. We don't want to be taking everybody's whole weekends and ruining everybody's diaries for an entire Saturday. It's 2 hours. Saturday morning, turn up. And then we pack up. We set up and we pack up super fast.
And you're going to be... I just realised you're not going to be able to go to every Saturday, are you?
Because of soccer.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah. It's right. You can call it soccer. It's fine. Yeah. It's okay.
I'm not going to be there for every Saturday, no.
No. But you're not...
Because Sam will probably be coaching, co-coaching one of the teams this year.
Yeah. And
that's why.
You're not the only person running Repair Cafe, I presume.
No, it's amazing. We now have a volunteer host team.
Right.
So even the coordination, when you see people putting posters up in town, it's no longer just Crazy Katie going around with her posters everywhere. There's a volunteer coordination team. So every part of it that we can share with the community gets shared. So if you think, I could do the postering for the Repair Cafe, come and find us. If you think that you could bake some bread, supply some cheese.
So there's always a bit of food there then?
There's always food.
A bit of baking.
That's the cafe part.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
There's always... a Dreamview milk on the table, a cheese, produce from people's gardens, vegetables, pickles, always the lovely little homemade-y stuff.
Cool.
Lots of sweet baking, which I just avoid completely because...
Is there stuff that is off the table that can't be repaired or you can't handle
every
at the moment?
Every now and then there are a couple of requests. We tend to get them before the event.
Yeah.
My fridge needs to be repaired or my... vintage dressing table needs to be repaired. And then within the network of who we have in the town, sometimes we can refer on or pass on. I won't share his name publicly on air, but there is one person in our town who has said, I would rather things came to me than me try and bring my workshop into the Repair Cafe.
Yeah.
He's passed on his number. You know, so there is this
collective
consciousness of let's fix this stuff.
Yeah.
We can fix this stuff. Maybe the person in your house can't fix it anymore, but the person in our town probably can. And that's the mentality.
Yeah, and so the session is for 2 hours. So if it's a complex thing, it's not going to get done in that time anyway.
Every now and then something will go home with a fixer.
Okay.
And then, of course, this is the beauty of this incredible place. There's Time Bank. And Time Bank credits can then be applied.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a Time Bank member, you can then get those exchange credits an hour for an hour.
Yeah.
So let's say, for example, someone comes in with a microphone. You're repairing that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a hypothetical.
And you're like, I know how to fix this. I know how we can fix this, but I'm not going to get this job done today. You're a Time Bank member. You take it off. You spend 2 hours. The microphone gets fixed or whatever. You've done your best with the microphone, and then you claim back those 2 hours credits. With
Time Bank. So that's how people can do it.
So that's how people can commit to a fix.
Yeah.
Without there being no value in that time whatsoever.
Yeah.
Which is the whole purpose of Time Bank, which is another conversation.
And I guess there's things like washing machines, which these days you have to be certified to fix. And
we do have electricians.
Do you get? But sometimes you don't fix the bits. You just get a new brain. Or something like that.
Yep.
I know that because this has happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're not. The old machines, you could get inside and do everything to them.
Well, for example, if you had a question like that.
Yeah.
You didn't give it away to the white goods pickup person. You've kept it in your home. You think it's fixable. You could come with a few pictures and come and talk to one of the electricians that's there on the day. Or come and talk to one of the general repairers that's there. You know, maybe you won't get a fix. Maybe you won't get an answer. But you'll probably get closer to the answer. So there's lots of that which takes place. Those informal social connections. I mean, that's the magic of a small town.
And just an aside, a good advice from yesterday from the Karioi Project. Trapping around some people's whiteware, the mice and rats get in and chew the wires. And they can't be fixed because you can't put the plastic sheath back on all the wires inside the machine. So just a tip for this time of year, especially when the rats and mice are about to start coming inside, trapping around your white goods is actually quite a useful idea.
I don't know about here, but in the UK, I once worked at a house where the rats, well, I think it was rats, but it could have been mice, nibbled through the plastic that connects the gas cylinder to the house.
Ooh.
And that's why you should have cages around those things.
Ooh.
Because of rodents. I don't know about here. And I was just shocked. And I remember the gas man was like, you'll be surprised. I was in Yorkshire. You'll be surprised how often this happens, love. I was like, okay. Well, I'm surprised the first time it happened. So I believe that. I totally believe that.
Yeah, so trapping is useful for that. That's just an aside.
Protect your whiteware by trapping the mice.
So Saturday, 10 o'clock. Till 12, if I remember that correctly.
Yep, 10 till 12.
At the Church Hall on Stewart Street. Which has been put to good use by the community.
It's
because
a great space.
Because the growers market goes in there if it rains as well. I don't think they'll need to this week.
Shout out to Nigel, the new pastor. Mm. I mean, did I say that right? It's the wrong accent.
Pastor. It's
sounds like a...
You've got an accent anyway. You can get away with stuff. Doesn't matter.
I was not raised in the church. He has been so welcoming and generous and engaged and kind. What an absolute wonderful legend of a man.
Yeah, and it's important because I see so many of our halls and facilities being almost oversubscribed these days. In the time I've been in Raglan, it's gone from a lot of empty halls and the town hall getting used a bit to like everything is getting used.
Yes.
Yeah, so we need...
Which is really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're going to need
some more buildings soon.
We're going to need some more buildings.
Some more large buildings.
Fundraise for that.
Yeah, okay, all right. We'll start later.
The Raglan Fundraising Network.
Yeah. All right, Katie, I feel like the interview is kind of devolving now into other topics that we don't need to talk about. So have you got anything else you want to add, though, before we sign off and go?
Basically, one thing you can do, if you can never make it to the repair cafes, if you can, if it's not really your thing, but you love the concept and you think, oh, I want to support these guys, but I don't know how, get on that social media, like, do the thumbs up.
Oh, yes.
Do comments like, wow, cool initiative. Share it with people in the community that you think do love this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because those simple things get the algorithm pumping, they feed the concept, they feed the wider, broader national concept of we can fix things and the right to repair and these planet-saving initiatives. So just like, share, comment, spread the news.
Do you want to put in a plug for International Women's Day Gala event? Or is this cross-purpose?
Mate, we've sold out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's Raglan, so I'm sure people can sneak in the door.
But we're not We're not advocating that.
We're not advertising that.
That's not what we didn't really say that. It was a joke.
The International Women's Day Gala is going to be epic. What an amazing panel. Yeah.
We had Emma in here. Was it Emma?
Yeah, she was nervous. How did she go?
She was nervous.
Was she?
Yeah, but she did it. She did the job. She got through. So
Emma. She was like, Katie, do you want to go? And I was like, no, Emma, you can do it. You'll be fine. It's really nice in the radio station. You'll be fine. Go.
I like how you gave her an Australian accent just then.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does devolve to Aussie very quickly.
That's yours, not better her, than not Pakistani. Her, not hers.
Like the Welsh Pakistani can really come out pretty quickly. Okay,
definitely time to stop the interview before that happens. All right, Katie, thanks for coming in.